Your thoughts on the game?
We won. That's what we needed. So we worked really hard. We had good weeks of practice, a good week of practice. I think that our energy, our intensity carried over to the game. Our Wednesday, Thursday practice were some of the most competitive that we've had in a while. So we have to bring it in practice. We got to bring it in our meetings. And when we do that, the outcomes take care of themselves.
On the third down conversion, it seemed pretty big tonight.
Yes. You know, one thing is, you know, obviously coach wanted to get our run game going, you know, to help the pass attack, the play action and all that kind of stuff, which it did. And so when you do that, it puts, you know, a big emphasis on third down. And, you know, that's how this game works. You want to do something, you know, it's going to be tougher on one end. You know, same thing when playing defense. You want to take something away, it's going to be tougher on one end. So it works both ways on the mental side. You know, you want to run the ball and those things. It's going to make it a little tougher on third down. But I thought our guys did a great job. And we had a few missed opportunities. One, I had to throw a little early to Coop. I wish I had back. Throw a little early, keep it more outside. But that kind of stuff, that's okay. That's going to happen. You know, my goal is to complete them all. But, you know, I'm mad at myself when I don't. But, you know, if those are the mistakes, we're going to be okay.
You talked about Jared Cook. He's phenomenal, right?
Absolutely. You know, and he's phenomenal all the time. And you talk about a guy, there's no secret why he's been in the league so long. And we have young players that I tell them, there's no secret why this guy is still playing and playing at a high level. It's the way he works during the week. You know, on a Friday, which usually Fridays are a slowed down tempo. If Jared's, you know, one of those routes where he needs to get it again, he's almost full speed, you know. You know, just the way he prepares, the way he practices. I love talking to him. I love, you know, picking his brain. We have our own little set of, you know, signals and things that we do together. We have a good little chemistry going. And, you know, it's a good thing for Coop, Crabb, and our wide receivers and our run game when we can, you know, get Jared involved, because then they're trying to take him away, at least one-on-ones other places.
Derek, you guys were able to get Marshawn going a little bit. How, what did it mean to have him back after not having him last week?
Yeah, a lot more jokes, a lot more of him talking trash to me, which is good. Keeps me on my toes. But to have him back, he's our brother. We love him. You know, we love playing with him. We love practicing with him. He's a good teammate. He really is. He's fun to be around. He does a good job with those young young backs and teaching them and talking to them. And so having him back, getting him going, I think he had a couple touchdowns, right? You know, being able to get those two touchdowns, I know that was big for our team, really. And the more that we can run the ball, you know, the more stress it's going to, honestly, just being honest, take, you know, off of me. And I'm all for that.
Was there something in the tape that made you think that tight end was going to be a good option for you?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely times. Now, it just depends how they decide to come out and play it. You know, you see things, and you try and, you know, each route, you know, while game planning is designed for specific looks, you know, that they've shown, and, you know, things that we've seen in their past or things that they could do, you know, that, you know, we had a good, pressure package plan because we knew some of the things that we've done and some of the things that, you know, could show up because of things that they've shown. You know, it's a big chess game. So I say all that to say, yes, you know, there were things that we saw to get Jared the ball. There were also things that we saw to get Coop and Crabb and Seth the ball, you know. And, you know, we were able to, you know, obviously get it to Jared a little bit more. But one thing about our guys, very selfless. We just want to win. And, you know, that's what we have to do right now.
Desperation might be a strong word, but given the situation that this team was in going into this game, kind of knowing it's an all or nothing contest in a way, do you think that team responds well to those kind of situations? Do you think that that's something that's going to maybe get that level up to where it wasn't in the first half of the season?
You know, I hope so. You know, it really comes down to Wednesday and Thursdays, the way we practice. And obviously the other days too, but I'm just saying those are our full speed days. We have to bring it. We have to be intense. We have to get after each other a little bit. You know, it's got to be a little bit uncomfortable. Guys were a little chippy this week, myself included. We were a little edgy, but it wasn't in a bad way, you know. If it was, Coach would tell us, and he sure enough came up and told me a few times, you know, hey, we can do this a little bit better. We're not pressing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fine line. You know, we know what we need to do, but at the same time, we need to be a little edgy. We need to be a little chippy at practice. We need to get after each other and compete, you know, and love each other at the same time, because that's the way we're going to do it.
How do you keep that edginess? How do you keep that sense of something a little bit more going into a bye week?
Absolutely. So, you know, we obviously, you know, work on our bye week. We'll have a couple work days. You know, I don't know exactly what the schedule is, but we'll have some work days. And, that'll be that on a bye week, you don't go as crazy, you know, because you want guys to recover. This is the time, especially it's good to have a bye week right now. It's a perfect time for guys to recover. So the guys that are in, though, we need to go. And then when we hit New England practice week, we got to get after it again. And that's one thing. We have some young guys, yes, but we have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. And we've seen what we did this week in practice work, so we need to keep that up. We got to keep the same intensity, the same locked-in mindset if we want to keep winning.
Johnny Holton's got two catches this season.
Yeah.
Are you saving those plays up, or what's supposed to deal
with? Oh, man. You know, when he gets in the game, people are, you know, pointing him out, you know. Like, oh, the fast guy's in, you know. You could see him pointing, and coaches are yelling and all those things. So we have some different things for that. But, you know, we have two starting receivers that are pretty darn good, it's hard to get on the field in the NFL. And when you do, you have to make plays. And Johnny has, he does a good job of letting me know when he's in the huddle. He's really good at that. He's really one of my favorite people to be around because he's the most funny guy. I think one of the most funny guys I've ever been around, to be honest. He literally came in the huddle, and he does it every time. Hey, DC, I'm here. Yep. Got it. Okay, let me call the play. And so he has a good sense of humor about himself, but I think we got a good relationship. But again, like I said, it's hard for him to get on the field. Then we have Seth, we have CP, we have Jared, we have Clive, we have Lee. We have a lot of weapons. So when we can get him on there and he makes plays, that's what he has to do.
You guys had a couple of turnovers. Okay, go ahead.
But the dance, what was it? You taught him his little touchdown?
The dance, absolutely. I dance a lot. No, I did not see it. I was running down, tapping KO and all these things. I did see him hit this one, though. He just stood there and looked at his family. But honestly, I think he had 110 people at the game. And so, I think when a guy is able, who doesn't play a lot, able to score a touchdown in your hometown, all those things. Sunday night, primetime football, the story should be all about him, man, because that's just a really cool thing. I mean, we get caught up in the game a lot, but we're people too, for him to come home in front of his family, his friends, his buddies, and be able to score a touchdown on primetime, that's a pretty cool story. A
couple more for Derek, guys.
You had a couple of turnovers there at midfield.
Yeah.
And then your defense came and was able to shut down.
Thank goodness, right? Yeah, that's good. They were able to, hit the ball out of my hand one time. We had a good play. I was about to drive the ball into Coop. And then the last one's like a punt. If they catch it, who cares? I don't care about my stats. I hope you guys know that by now. I just want to win. So if they catch it, who cares? But if we catch it, pretty much, we can run it out.
Derek, for your Fresno friends, first year head coach, they're going to a bowl game.
Yes, thank goodness.
I know you watched the game last night.
I did. I definitely did. What was crazy is I was about to fall asleep, and I'm, going through the channels. I said, Fresno State, oh, we're on TV? I said, sick, man. We're back, But I see why no one voted for me for the Heisman, because they're on at, like, midnight. So, no one's watching my games. But, it's good to see Fresno back. Shout out to my dogs, man. We're all over the place. And it's good to see dogs in, all three major sports doing things.
Last one here, Matt. Similar situation to last Sunday at the end of the first half, kind of near midfield. How pleased were you with how that was executed? And obviously, the big yard to Jared, kind of right on the edge of Georgia's range.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. Hopefully this doesn't become a thing for us, the first half, end of the first half deal. But it was good to, get us in a field position to be able to kick a field goal. That I think there was, if I'm not mistaken, 6 seconds right before that last play. So that's tough to do, to get down and get a timeout. That's hard to do, but thank goodness, we have guys that are faster than me running the routes. But to be able to get points in that situation, then have our defense come out and make a stop, and then we go score again, that's huge.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.